football on off the ball.
It's the producers in football form. If you're really going to mess up a football club, how could you do it better than this? I just don't think you could.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Balls, Rugby Daily. With Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Irish rugby. Never stop competing.
Welcome to Thursday's Rugby Daily. I'm Richie McCormack. On the way, Scott Beamond names his Ireland side for Saturday's Women's Six Nations opener with France. There's a welcome return for a Munster prop ahead of their URC fixture away to Glasgow. And Jeremy Davidson has decided his next employment. Rugby Daily on Off the Ball is with Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Irish rugby. Never stop competing. First today, Amy Lee Costigan will captain Ireland in Saturday's opening fixture of the Women's Six Nations against France. The former Murphy Crow starts on the left wing in the absence of the injured Bavan Parsons. Having made her debut in September's famous win over Australia, also in Belfast, Ruth Campbell is the most inexperienced member of the squad and will win just her third cap. So it's now a largely settled side that Beamond has been able to call upon for Saturday's opener at Kingspan Stadium. Meanwhile, the France team shows seven changes to the one that started last year's victory over Ireland in Le Mans. Carla Arbe returns at out half, having missed the entirety of last year's Six Nations. Sevens player Seraphine Okemba will make her first Six Nations appearance in the France back row. And in the absence of injured tight head Asia Kalfawi, Montpellier's Rose Bernardou will start in the front row. Ireland centre Eve Higgins has shared what will constitute success for them in this year's Women's Six Nations.
Like, obviously we came third last Six Nations, and, you know, I think we've been great as a team to put goals in place, and we've been achieving them for the last year. You know, like WXV3, we wanted to win it. We wanted to qualify for a World Cup in the first possible place we could have, or in the first position we could have, which was to get top three in the Six Nations. And I think it's grown a huge belief in our squad that when we believe in our systems, when, you know, our Scott and the likes, the staff has such clear, you know, there's such clear comms between us, and every week there's a focus. You know, it's not just train to train. We have a key focus going into every week. So we're going into, we've after doing 4 weeks of a different focus every week. That gives us clarity going into this week. And, you know, we just want to, I think everyone wants to just do each other proud and to actually, you know, show all the work that we've put in for the last number of weeks, and to really bring it on Saturday, because, you know, that's what the public is going to see, and that's where every single one of us want to wear a green jersey, and that's our goal for every player. So it's no good just doing it in training. You know, we want to perform on the day.
Beamon's explained his reasons behind picking Costigan as captain.
We were looking, and obviously tricky, so Adele is gonna come off the bench as a finisher, which are where I believe the game will be won and lost. Amy Lee, ever since coming back in from the Sevens program, has been an absolute role model leader in this environment. She's come back in, she's scored a lot of tries on the Sevens circuit, has got a massive name for herself. But what I've seen is somebody that's absolutely hungry to be better as a player in every facet of the game. So she's been a great role model leader. We believe she is the voice of the group. She has followership. If she tells the girls, do you know what, it's okay, we can cope, they'll know we can cope. If she tells the girls, actually, we need to ramp this up, they'll ramp it up for us. So we've got somebody that embodies what we're trying to become as a group. There's a few discussions about, you know, being a winger and a captain, and I'm delighted to see France have followed suit and named Menager as one of their captains. So we've got a strong leadership group. Obviously, Niamh Jones will probably have a role to play in terms of speaking to the referee, and when Tricky comes on, when Adele comes on, she'll take the captaincy and the voice to the referee.
And the head coach has also shared what he expects on Saturday from the French.
Yeah, I think, look, nobody's lost a game, nobody's dropped a ball yet going into this Six Nations. So I expect the French to start in a usual manner. They'll throw everything at it, belt and braces. So we're expecting them to come out full of confidence, but we know that we're a really, really hard team to beat. We know we're a better team now than we were a year ago. So we're going to be hard to beat, and we know we've got some ability to fire some shots. So I'm every confidence in our group with the experiences that we've been through in last year's Six Nations and the WXV1. So I think we're building nicely, building our depth nicely. Confident that we can land a few.
So the Ireland team that will play France on Saturday has Stacey Flood at fullback. On the wings are Anna McGann and Amy Lee Costigan, the captain. In the centre, it's Aoife Dalton and Eve Higgins. Dana O'Brien is named at out half and Emily Lane at scrum half. Ireland will have a front row of Niamh O'Dowd, Niamh Jones and Linda Dugang. Ruth Campbell and Dorothy Wall will pack down behind them. And there's a back row of Brittany Hogan, Erin King and at number 8 this time, Aoife Wafer. On the bench, Scott Beaman has gone 6-2 with Cleona Maloney, Siobhan McCarthy, Christy Haney, Grace Moore, Fiona Chute and Idel McMahon looking after the forwards. Evan Riley and Enya Breen will take care of the backs. While the France team will have Morgan Bourgeois at full-back. Melisande Lorraine and Marine Menager are on the wings. Nasir Conde and Gabrielle Vernier are in the centre. Then they're the halfbacks of the returning Carla Arbe and Pauline Bourdon-Sansou. They have a front row of Ilana Brosseau, Agathe Socha and Rose Bernadou. Manet Falou and Madassou Fall-Raclot are their second row partnership. And France will have a back row of Charlotte Escudero, Seraphine Okemba and Tiani Falou.
Coming soon to your Off The Ball podcast feed.
I'm nervous and police will use tear gas.
Yes. Oh, Jesus.
You're looking at two of the best professional wrestlers in Mexico City.
Saying we won after your team's won a football game is like saying I had sex after I'm watching porn.
So if you hear anything about the Gringo Loco, that's me, okay?
We were on our own at 3,600 meters.
We have that mark as narcos, cocaine, violence, as a Pablo Escobar thing.
To be honest with you, if I never see Route 40 again, I will be a happy, happy man.
Diverted, a 10-part Off The Ball original series telling the story of sport and other things all the way through Latin America.
I thought Route 40 was the most lonely road in the world. Turns out Route 25 is somehow even lonelier.
Available soon for free on the OTB app.
Jeremy Lachman is back in a Munster shirt tomorrow night for the first time since October. He's been named at loosehead for the URC game away to Glasgow Warriors. Lachman's return is one of 9 changes to the team that started their disappointing defeat at home to Edinburgh late last month. Josh Witcherly drops to the bench in that instance. Dermot Barron captains Munster at Scotstoun with Niall Scannell missing out this time and Stephen Archer completing an all-new front row. Tom Ahern moves from blindside flanker to the second row where he replaces Evan O'Connell. Alex Kendallin and Gavin Coombs come back into the back row and there's a debut for Conor Loney, Andrew Smith on the left wing. The injured Calvin Ash on the right is replaced by Sean O'Brien and there's a new halfback pairing of fit again Paddy Patterson and Tony Butler. Academy centre Gordon Wood, son of Keith, is named among the replacements for what will be his Munster debut. Interim Munster head coach Ian Costello says they want to put a better showing of themselves forward than they did at home to Edinburgh.
The Edinburgh game, there needs to be a significant reaction to that. From our point of view, it was the worst 40 minutes we played by quite a distance, and what concerned us was the manner of it. So the performance was around our work rate, our energy, things that we measure, we take pride in. It feeds into our physicality. That was way off. And then you throw in our scrum, which was struggling, and we got hammered in the first half. And even though the second half was an awful lot better, because we hadn't the footing through set piece, we weren't able to pull back that scoreline. So that one really, really hurt and had to sit with us for a week off. So we had a week off after that and we've come back in and we've talked about, we've hit pause because you have to when you have a performance like that. You know, if we put two performances back to back, then we've got a, you know, it's a concern. But when you have one performance like that, you hit pause and you look at what's next. So we didn't hold back. Really honest. Honesty is a massive, you know, a crowning value for us. So we had a really honest review. But coming out of that was what next? And that's what we focused on for 10 days, 12 days. That's fueled everything we've done. What next? But we've got to back it up with actions on Friday night. We can say whatever we want, but we know it's all about actions in a very, very tough environment on Friday night.
And Costello's been outlining what awaits them in the challenge posed by Glasgow.
I suppose, first of all, big picture. Edinburgh came on the back of a bit of hurt. They were beaten by Zebra. Glasgow messed up at home where they threw away that game in the last play of the game against Ospreys with that very unusual penalty. So that's going to have hurt them and we have to be ready for the emotion that comes with that, what comes with it physically and mentally as well. And we've embraced that. But then they've got to be prepared for the type of reaction and response that we should get from the Edinburgh game as well. So a lot of it actually has been real high level with obviously detail to underpin that, Tom. And they have You know, they're brilliant in what we would call the score zone near the line. Now, they scored the most tries this season. I'd say counter-attack, they're hugely threatening and very innovative in terms of the way they play and the way they're coached. So principles become very important for us because they throw so much variation at you.
Unlike Munster, Glasgow are able to welcome back a host of internationals for tomorrow night's game. Gregor Brown and Matt Fagerson, who started last week's defeat to France, are among the forwards on the bench. Stafford McDowell, meanwhile, starts in the centre. Kyle Steyn, who missed the Six Nations through injury, starts on the right wing and will captain the Warriors, while flanker Sione Vallanu is back for the first time since December of 2023. So Munster will have Ben O'Connor at fullback, Sean O'Brien and Andrew Smith on the wings. The centre partnership is unchanged. It has Tom Farrell and Alex Nankivell. The halfbacks then, Tony Butler and Paddy Patterson. A front row of Jeremy Lochman, captain for the night, Dermot Barron and Stephen Archer. Finney Witcherly and Tom O'Hearn are the second row partnership. A blindside flanker is Alex Kendallin. John Hodnett starts at open side and Gavin Coombs is named at number 8. And on the bench for Munster tomorrow night will be Danny Sheehan, Josh Witcherly, John Ryan, Brian Gleeson, Ruan Quinn, Ethan Coughlin, Gordon Wood and Rory Scannell. For Glasgow, they'll have Kyle Rowe at full-back, Sebastian Cancellari and Kyle Steyn are on the wings for them. Ollie Smith and Stafford McDowell are their centre partnership. Adam Hastings and George Horn are the experienced halfbacks. They'll have a front row of Jamie Batty, Johnny Matthews and Patrick Schickerling. Yare Aguntabeju and Alex Samuel are their second row partnership. And they've a back row of Ewan Ferry, Sione Vailanu and Jack Mann. On the replacements bench for Glasgow will be Grant Stewart, Nathan Macbeth, Sam Talakai, JP Dupries, Gregor Brown, Matt Fagerson, Ben Afshar and Duncan Weir. Piatto Movaca will miss Toulouse's Investec Champions Cup last 16 tie with Sale. The hooker has been banned for 3 games for his headbutt on Scotland scrum half Ben White during last week's Six Nations title sealing win at the Stade de France. An independent panel chaired by Ireland's Jennifer Dunham deemed Movaca's offence worthy of a 6-week suspension. That was halved based on his admission of foul play and previous good record. So Movaca will miss Top 14's games with Bordeaux and Pau and that April 6th visit of Sale in the Champions Cup. Jeremy Davidson's next job has been decided. The former Ulster lock is to end his 2-year association with Castres by joining the Top 14's bottom club, Van, as their forwards coach. He'll replace Matthew Cedre, who's joining fellow strugglers Perpignan. Nice and Albi had also been courting Davidson, with his preference, according to L'Équipe, laying with the former. However, he's now agreed a 2-year deal to work under Jean-Noël Spitzer, regardless of whether or not they are relegated to the Pro D2. Staying in France finally, and Camille Chat has agreed a 4-year deal with Lyon. The former France hooker was sacked by Racing at the start of the year, having turned up drunk to training after the club's Christmas party. Chat has played 4 times for Lyon since joining them in January and has now been rewarded with a new long-term deal. That's it for today's Rugby Daily. Don't forget to subscribe to the OTB Rugby feed to keep this podcast coming to you free of charge Monday to Friday. I'm Richie McCormack and I'll be back with more Rugby Daily for you, thanks to Bank of Ireland, tomorrow. Till then, thanks for listening.
To listen to all of our rugby coverage, become a member by signing up at offtheball.com/join now.